We want justice.
We want justice.
We won't be quiet.
We won't be quiet.
We won't be quiet.
We won't be quiet.
It's been an unsettled few weeks here in the Capital District since an Albany police officer was charged April 2nd with felony assault and a misdemeanor count of official misconduct following an early morning incident on March 16th at a West Hill home where three men were arrested after police broke down their door attempting to stop a party. Cell phone footage of the police's actions showed them beating three men in the street outside of their First Street home. Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Police Chief Eric Hawkins then held a press conference. Body cam footage was later released of the incident showing Officer Luke Deer using a baton to hit Armando Sanchez in the face. Charges against all three men were dropped by the county DA's office. Two other officers were suspended and have since further charges discussed being brought against them. Last Monday, on April 8th, the local group Justice or Else held a rally at the Frank Chapman Institute in West Hill that drew over 100 community members. And this past Thursday, the issue arose at a previously scheduled Spectrum Television Town Hall event on gun violence at the Capital District YMCA on North Pearl Street in North Albany.
You all around the star? John Coon, who's come here from the Police Chief of Troy. And gentlemen, the colleagues of Albany City School District. Thank you for that. All again for being here. I think we're going to have a great conversation this evening, and we're looking forward to the program.
I'm Paul Smart of WCAALP in Albany, reporting for WOOCLP here in Troy. I attended last week's meeting. I think we caught a sense of what was going on. Preceding the town hall discussion was a screening of a new film from Spectrum Television, which focused on the gun violence from last summer throughout the city of Albany, with an emphasis on the murder of Snug 518 worker Elijah Cancer, whose parents were among the most effective speakers for the evening, along with the head of Snug, Jerome Brown.
There are a lot of issues we want to get to tonight. Is how do we make people feel safe in their community? And a recent incident is making that hard for many residents. An Albany police officer is accused of brutally beating an unarmed black man while responding to a call. We did invite the Albany Police Department to participate in tonight's town hall, but they told us they did not have anyone available. Mayor Sheehan's office did not respond to them.
Hi, my name is Sydney. My question is directed towards the Cancer family. I would like to know if there are any words that you would like to say to the community to inform them on how you are directly affected by the violence.
Yeah, I
you know, hopefully we have to break that chain. We have to let them know, no, this isn't normal. If you go out to Saratoga or something like that, we ain't gonna see people that think the way we think. But this is what we stuck with right here, and we have to change that.
The day after the YMCA program, I talked to a number of people at the Y about the previous night's town hall meeting. Everybody said that they were particularly upset that the mayor's office and the police did not show up. They were also very impressed that it was the Black community that came out, and unimpressed by the fact that no other media covered the event. One of the men I talked to runs a number of programs for social agencies around the area. He didn't want to identify himself, but talked about new efforts that are underway with federal and state funding, whereby those who use guns within a community are identified and then brought in for counseling before they are arrested with the guns. He seemed hopeful about this program and also about the growing number of activities that are going on within communities, including the efforts of SNUG. On Sunday, it took some finding, but we finally caught up with another rally tied to the police action on First Street.
I'm Derek Johnson, councilman in the Second Ward, Albany, New York. Today, the family would like to speak out to the injustice that was done towards their family member, and we have other victims of the same incident. So it's just protesting, letting, you know, making some noise about a situation that left a very bad taste in the community's mouth. We got to make sure that we send a message that when things like this happen, the community is not going to sit back and let it go. You know, business as usual is over with. That time is over with. Our community wants more, expects more, and when we don't get it and things like this happen, we're going to make noise about it.
And will the rallies and protests like this be continuing?
Yes, as long as they're needed. If we don't see our demands and we don't feel like it's being taken serious, yes, we will assemble a gathering as needed.
Who's helping organize this? Or is it coming from everybody?
The issue is organizing itself, because it's been going on for so long, and you know, now it's time for real justice to breathe fresh air. Justice for everyone.
This has been Paul Smart from WCAA LP in Albany, reporting for WOOC LP in Troy.
No more hurt.
No more hurt.
We want justice.
We want justice.
We want justice.
We want justice.
And police brutality.
And police brutality.
And police brutality.
And police brutality.
No more hurt.
No more hurt.
We demand
accountability.
We demand
truth.
We demand
accountability.
We demand
truth.
We demand
accountability.
All right.